CNNBC, Channel 7 with Amanda. Tonight, our latest report. Welcome to Real Talk Sundays, the podcast for the people by the people.
Because some people can't handle real talk no matter what day it is.
That's all we're saying. I'm your host, by the way, Amanda.
We forget that. I'm episode. Val.
This is my co-host with the most.
We're going to go straight into it because this is a shit show.
And she's like not about the foreplay today.
No, because you're going to lose the followers. You're going to lose the live people. And then we can go into your week after maybe.
Oh, I was so selfish. I was doing this for us.
I know.
Sorry, guys. We're going to ask each other a bunch of questions because the people want to know.
But we don't know them. Producer. He came up with them. So nobody knows.
He came up with these questions. I don't know what she's going to ask me. I don't know what I'm going to ask her. But we're about to find out.
Okay. What is your biggest fear and how do you think it has shaped your life?
Whoa.
Corrado did that, not me. Don't get it twisted.
What is my biggest fear and how do I feel it has shaped my life? God damn. What is my biggest fear?
Snakes? Spiders?
No, I wish. I wish it was like, ooh, bugs. Yuck. Icky. No, it's far more than that. It used to be dying alone. Okay, I'll throw that out there for sure. One of my biggest fears used to be dying alone. And I just realized that I'm never going to die alone. So it became irrational. I'm surrounded by love. So that's just impossible. But I would say one of my biggest fears. Dude, you're starting out dick deep.
I didn't come up with this. I'm trying to tell you.
Spit on it. Baby.
Do you want me to skip and go to a different one?
No.
There's no safe words here.
Oh, fuck. That's right.
Yeah.
Don't fuck us. We don't believe in
and
safe words.
And we're wearing hats for no reason.
Oh, so, no. I'll tell you
gay.
You want me to tell you the reason? Well, first of all, this fucking hat's awesome. Okay. Second of all, Val, you want to tell them what my hat says?
Pedophile hunter with a gun.
With a gun. I believe it's an AK.
No, don't. Kayla doesn't like that. AR? We don't say it like that. Which comes back a lot.
So sorry. Gun etiquette. Anyways, all I'm saying is my biggest fear, I think in this present moment, because it's coming up a lot, is a newfound fear that I've only stumbled upon as of late, but I think it's just a version of this. So it's been fear of like leaving this earth prematurely, right? Or like now it's fear of leaving my children.
Ooh.
Without, you know, it's just, that's one of my biggest things. It's like, I have a good gut feeling that I'm going to die very old age and in my sleep, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's just one of the fears that I have. And I think it just comes from like, live every life to the fullest, you know? No, I think it's shaped my life because throughout my life, I've had different versions of that, of like, just dying prematurely. And so that's just been a fear, is not knowing, but I'm more at peace with the fact that I will die and what the afterlife is. I'm at peace with that fear, right? Because it's not a fear anymore for me. And so it's just, just versions of dying.
No, I think that's valid.
Yeah, but now I just have less fear in it, but more fear in when.
Okay.
I also... the whole fucking planet exploding really gets me sometimes, gets me down. But I just stay positive and I just work through it. But I think it's just shaped my life to like, honestly, it's taken me through over 3 decades, but I still listen to my gut. Mm-hmm. And I'm still really trying to follow that and just enjoy day. I'm working every day. I'm not present. It's really hard. But it's a great human experience and I'm having a great time in it. So this flesh suit is amazing. I really like it. So, yeah.
Are we switching off or are we going?
Yeah, your turn. Damn, I haven't read these.
Me either.
If you could change one thing about society, what would it be and why?
That's not an easy question because there's so many
things. World peace. Harsher punishments for parole violators.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You said. Do it.
Full swing.
I think for me personally, society to change like the religion aspect of life, for me, I just cannot handle that. So I wish that society would just think for themselves and not follow a book.
Mm-hmm. Or an agenda for that book.
Yeah, or being like, oh, you can't do this book. Or that's a sin and all of that. I wish that would be gone.
Hmm. Wait. Oh, can I ask a follow-up question?
Yeah, that's fine.
What does that world look like when you don't have that? Like, what do you envision a world without that? Like, what would that
solve? I just think people should have their own thoughts and their own faith.
Yeah.
You know?
Like,
it doesn't have to be like, oh, God said this.
For sure.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
I know you agree.
Do you think it would be like less, I don't know, where would all that stuff go? Like, what would it be filled back up with? Does that make sense? I'm also super,
no, where would it go?
Ripped.
I mean, burn it. No. I don't know.
No, I mean, like, we're going to move on to this question. Man, it's a little too high for yourself right now.
I'm just kidding.
That's pretty good. Well, damn. All right. Your turn.
How do you define success and what steps are you taking to achieve it?
How do I find success? What steps am I taking to achieve it? I define success by just truly and utterly being happy. Like,
yeah,
I feel, I agree. There have been very few people or I've met in my life who are just so holistically happy. And that you're just like, wow, that's a great, you've created a life around you being at peace, like around you being just good, you being satisfied.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah, you just surrounded everybody with love and warm light. But I truly think that success is that you've created an opportunity for yourself and those around you to just be at peace and just set yourself up in the best circumstance to enjoy this human experience. Like, you've made yourself happy.
Am I allowed to comment on that? Like, people want to be around you. People want to.
Dude, you're just a magnet. That's success. You're light, to me. You're warm, you're at peace.
People, you know, trust you. Like,
that's a vibe. Yeah. You're just navigating at a higher frequency. I'd go deeper into that and talk about aliens and the shit that's popping off right now, but I'm not going there. Maybe a little bit, but
that,
like,
what does that have to do with success?
I will link it, but it'll take us a long time to get there. So we have later to move past it. Okay. For sure. It's a sidebar.
Okay.
And then what steps am I doing to get there? Bitch.
Selling your house.
This is a foreshadow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm selling my house. And in order to fund the next chapter of my life. And
happiness,
so,
and success and peace.
Yeah, so just to put all the vibes out there. And yeah, we'll follow up in a few weeks on it. When I close, for what I want to close.
Shots to that.
We'll drink to that. We'll celebrate and we'll talk about that there. But that's just where I'm at right now. And it all will fall into place to my plan to achieve ultimate happiness. What is one thing you've always wanted to do but have been too afraid to try? Why do you think you haven't pursued it yet? But what is one thing you've always wanted to do but have been too afraid to try?
Oh, shit. Well, first thing that pops into my head is how I'm so scared of flying and I want to go to Italy so bad and I'm too scared to go. So that's probably it.
Dang.
Yeah, what a dream. Live it, dream it, love it.
Do you want to unpack that online? I'm just kidding. Don't. No.
Yeah, I have a fear of dying on a plane and getting murdered in my house. If you'd like to go into that.
We can't hang out. Our fears align.
That's why Amanda says a night with me.
We both start spiraling. We're going to get murdered. No, all this to say. Go ahead.
No, yeah, I think that's it, is going to somewhere that I really want to visit. And I really want to see the culture and, you know, all of that. And here I am on my couch in Caldwell. So I just keep going to Vegas because it's an hour and 20 minutes, hour and 20 minutes. So that's my problem.
Why don't you think you've pursued it yet?
Because I can't imagine being on a plane for 12 hours or whatever the flight is.
It Summer, makes me 16, yeah. Or like total
16?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You're in the
I
fucking air.
I instantly have anxiety like right now.
Half day. Yeah, it's crazy.
I need someone to get rich and buy me first class.
I would
and
think honestly, I hate to say it. That because you can fly without that, but you're to a point where you would really need that relaxed experience. Mm-hmm. That's the most entitled shit that's almost ever come out of my mouth. You need to fly first class. If you're going to travel, like, over
no,
8 hours.
But that's not entitled. That just means you know me. And
buy,
these other people, these other fucking rich people don't have fears like I do. They're just wasting money. Me, I really need it for my mental health.
For sure.
So throw the mental health on that, why don't you?
For sure.
Great question. Yeah, going to Italy.
We're going to Italy. Next. Oh, I'm scared. It's like hearing a before you're like,
but these are just Corrado's questions. We haven't even got to mine.
Oh, fuck.
His are so serious. What is the greatest lesson you've learned from a difficult experience in your life?
Oh, I know this one. Hands down, go with your gut.
Yeah, go with your gut. Ain't
go
that
with
the
your
truth.
Gut. Listen to
red
your
gut. Red flag, red flag, red flag.
Listen to your intuition. Go with your gut. There's a second part of that question. What is it? The brain can only focus on one at a time. What was the second one?
That you've learned from. No, that is follow your gut. You answer.
Yeah, no. Yeah. A specific example or something, like my whole life. Just
it
different.
Doesn't ask for a specific example, but if you'd like to go
no,
into
I'm
that.
No, I'm good. Okay. Thanks.
Okay, next.
Listen to your gut, people. Yeah. Always.
If he gives you butterflies, he's not the one.
Okay. Listen to these vows she's about to drop with me right now. In your opinion, what makes our friendship unique or special compared to your other friendships? This is a great question for me personally. Good pick. Mostly because she's the best friend to a lot of fucking people, dude. So many people confide in you to be a best friend. She's such a rock solid bitch.
Where the fuck is my shot for the 10th time?
She's pimping out 6 best friends.
Well, I feel like we've kind of touched on it. I mean, it's been years across of how you have taught me how to be myself. I mean, I'm pretty much my authentic self normally, but the confidence in that, you exuberate confidence. So that's why I keep you around.
Mm,
that's not the only thing. I'm just saying that's one
spots
thing.
Filled.
That's all you needed?
Well, no.
Okay, no. I'm just kidding. I mean, it's pretty easy, but you are like the funniest person in the land. Like, aww, you really are. I mean, everyone thinks that, but if you just want to sit here and
but
laugh.
You said it. You were thinking it. Yeah, but you said it.
The way you tell stories. Oh, my God. That's probably one of my favorite things about you is the way you tell stories. And you're just like.
Story time with Amanda.
That's yeah.
Oh,
that's why you started a podcast.
To tell stories. I actually don't tell a lot of my stories.
Well, and basically, I'm your number one fan.
Should I start
this is why
stories?
We're here.
Remind me at the
one
end of this to tell you that story
camp.
About that one time I smacked a motherfucker. No, I'm not.
Smacked
no, not that
me?
One. No, a different.
Fuck you. I don't have anything else nice to
Mic
say.
Drop. No. Okay, back.
Was that good
Meanwhile,
enough?
Meanwhile, that's sensational.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, anything else to add? That was great. Going out on top.
I think, and I also think this is not like something why I'm friends with you, but I think our vibes and our friendship, people are jealous of it, to be honest. Cheers to that.
Bitches. You wish you had this friendship.
But if something's wrong, don't call Amanda.
Yeah, don't. What? I'm sorry, I was sleeping. I missed your call. Is everything okay?
Literally.
Oh, don't you come over? Fuck, I know.
My problem was yesterday, way. Panda. I'm good now.
I'm gonna count that way. Yes. Oh, that's magical.
Oh, shit,
wait,
that's
your
funny.
Turn. Your my turn? Your
no,
turn?
It's my turn. I mean, it's your turn, but like I'm asking mm-hmm. it. Ooh, God, these are serious. What do you think is the purpose or meaning of life, and how does that influence the way you live? Are you going to talk about aliens on this one?
Bro, it might go there, dude.
Let me go to the next one.
I'm just a little stoned. I'm at the right temperature.
Let's come back to that one.
I'm a little too
Wait,
woke
I'm changing
right now.
Okay, because we'll go to a friendship one. How do you think our friendship has evolved or changed over the years? Ooh.
How do you think our friendship has evolved or changed over the years? I think our friendship has definitely gotten, it's gotten deeper, and as we've definitely grown together and learned a lot about, gosh, just ourselves, our sexuality, our humor, like our money. We just like blossomed from these young women into these old women, but like, we both grew independently as well. And we've had these just like spurts and we've just supported each other. It's just been a very steady and consistent match for me.
Well,
oh my gosh. I don't know. Like,
that's so cute. But I have something to say, like, no pun intended, but that's not a pun. I don't know where it's like, we had real talks, like real talk Sunday. This is what it's from because we had real talks to grow.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, that was the thing too. And as we got older too, because we definitely went through some shit, but like real talk kept bringing us back because our fucking friendships. Mm-hmm. Just like, it's been, wow. Yeah. Real talk. Just keep it real with me. And like, we've just, we've been through some shit. And also like, we, I think, are a nice balance of one another as our friendship, and we've learned our groove. Like, yeah, we've just really become, we've become the same, but separate.
Like, we're together, together but not together.
We're not together.
Oh, that's going to be a shirt.
We're just a really nice compliment to one another. I feel it's a friendship. And like, you, not to be all, not to be gay, but like, you are strong where I'm weak, you know, like, and I am strong where you're weak, literally, physically, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'll build a fire. I'll forget to put the gate on it so it'll roll out in the middle of the fucking cabin floor. But at 3 o'clock
that really happened. Morning, we were dead asleep in the cabin.
We're all like, fucking stupid ass. Anyways.
See, and I thought someone was coming to murder us. Yeah. Literally, it was just
give
the fire.
Give my gun. Give my gun or titties out.
I had
there.
My gun. Give my right gun.
Anyways, we're fine. But all of this to say, yeah, dude, fuck. There was a, was there a second part of that question? Yo,
no.
Mama. Did I answer that question sufficiently?
You did. You did great.
We're going on a journey today. Fuck, dude. These
yours
are
yours is next. You're next.
Oh man, I can't read good. Ooh, if you could have a year of complete solitude, disconnected from the world, how do you think it would change you?
And how long am I disconnecting from the world?
One, a year. So 1 year of complete solitude. Oh my God. Sorry, that thought almost made me come. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
But like, I don't have to work or anything.
Complete solitude. Do you need the definition of solitude?
No, I'm like, just like, I'm just getting the details. Yeah. Like, I don't have to work. I don't have to do anything.
If you could have a year of complete
but
solitude.
But who am I with? I need to know.
Disconnected from the world.
I'm by myself.
How do you think it would change you? All by
I won't
myself.
Be okay. I'd probably not be okay. Mm. That's just real talk Sunday. I would not. I don't know that I'd make it the year.
Yeah, dude.
I'm a very social person.
You have never spent the night by yourself.
Yeah, I have once.
Once.
Yeah.
Twice.
I'm thinking 2 or 3 times.
Okay.
But no, I couldn't do it. I don't think I'd be okay. Because I am that person. Again, we're just airing out my fucking problems.
Let's do it. Put it on a podcast. See if people would pay it.
When I drive, I call people because I can't sit. Even music doesn't do it. I can't sit in my thoughts like that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's scary in there.
It is. That's what I'm saying. Like, I call people. I'll call my dad and he'll be like, let me guess, you're driving somewhere. He knows my issues.
Your routine.
Yeah, so, no, I don't think I'd be okay. Like, you'd probably love it.
And I think it'd be an experience. That's all I'm saying. But, like, don't get me wrong, the anxiety of, like, my kids, I would have to have 110% guarantee.
That's what I'm saying. That's a loaded question. Like, where's Kayla? Like,
the thing. It's like,
I'm supposed to be a year alone? What the fuck is that, Corrado?
I'm not going to answer this question.
Where'd you find this?
I almost answered this question for myself.
Like,
this
but it's not your question. It's not my You're question. Next.
Next. That's selfish. We don't do that. Damn.
Are there any hobbies, interests, or experiences that we've shared that have brought us closer together? Trauma.
Some trauma.
Just kidding.
It's like a soup, right? The base, I would say, is good laughter. Just good hearty belly busting laughter. And then you add, I would say the potatoes of it are trauma. Okay, the meat, you know, I don't know. It's just like maybe our love for food, literally.
Oh, sushi.
Just bonded over. And then, of course, like going on trips together, playing sports together, dude, having just all Saturdays and Sundays to play ball. Like, we met in sports. Most of my friends till to this day, I've played sports with or been some sort of hobby or I've worked with, which is a type of sport, if you think about it.
Maybe.
I mean, but.
But it's true. Sports and food is like sports, if we're keeping food, it light. That's
We vibe together.
Alcohol, maybe mimosas. I mean,
And real talk Sunday.
Okay, next. Who is your best friend in the whole world?
swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, not the fucking truth, so help you, best friend. Shout out to you, Mom. You my best friend.
Oh, shit. You're such a bitch. My mom would love to hear that from me, but that's not what my answer would be.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh. Okay. Here's my one. Here's my one for you. Are you ready?
Okay, yeah.
Are you going to get headspace? No. Would you want to know? Okay, hold on. Would you want to know exactly when you die?
I mean, that's kind of ridiculous because if you knew you were dying at 80, you'd be like, cool, that's a good age, right? And you just kind of count it down. But if for some reason you were going to die before you're 40, that would be horrible. Mm. So, no, I don't think I would want to know because I already think about that stuff. So, no, I would not want to know.
Live life to its fullest.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of fucking movies about that shit. I just read a book about it called The Measure.
Well, I've heard people be like, I can feel it. Like, I'm not going to live past 30. And I'm like, you don't know that.
It sounds like you're manifesting. Yeah. Oh, fuck, man. I hate that, like, when I laugh really hard, I cry. When I cry really hard, I cry. When I do anything really hard, I cry. Like,
okay, next question. Which kid is your favorite? These are good, I know.
I plead a fifth. I plead a fifth.
You can. I don't want to make
that's
you that
so bad. Funny, dude. I don't know. They're different favorites for different reasons. Both of them are my favorite, but for different reasons. Okay, Bob. All right. This is it. Like, I love them both. For so many different reasons. It's like heaven love for the sun and the moon. It's not the same. You know, it's a different respect. Okay, night and day. Opposites, but you respect them for each that they own. The day and the night.
Yeah,
and it's
sun, the moon, the rain.
I'm dropping bars. And she's like, God, which one though?
Okay.
Yeah.
My next one. Okay. Or wait, is it your turn? Go ahead. But I have one more.
A couple more, but like, ooh, here's a good one. It's a good one.
I feel like we took a different take on these questions. We really did.
Okay. So this is based off of a previous conversation we had. Why isn't the first wish that you would make if you only had three wishes?
From a genie?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't one of them, the very first one, be world peace?
Because ultimately, I don't care about the whole world.
Put that on a goddamn t-shirt.
But it's true. I don't like...
Make it out of our most expensive materials. Make it out of the trees. What's the trees of the Dr. Seuss? Make it out of a feed.
This is Real Talk Sunday. I'm just saying, I don't...
Bitch, world peace. Bitch, what? Oh, man. Damn, I do want to put it on a shirt, but fuck me, man. Like,
copyright it. Okay. This is going to. This is going to lead us in to our next episode, and I love that for
me. Let me hear it.
How many divorces does it take for you to judge someone?
I would say different strokes for different folks, okay? That's what I would say. So let me tell you a story. My best friend, she been married two or three times. Yeah. Okay. She's great. She has poor taste in men. I'm talking, you know.
Yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking about.
But we love her.
That's something what we love about each other is you don't have to say it. I'm like, yeah, I know.
That nonverbal communication. Mm-hmm. We have a whole conversation. Anyways. So kind of lost track of thought there.
How many divorces until you judge somebody?
Oh, bitch. Ooh, also too. My stepmama's got the divorces too, but it's not her fault. Men are crazy. Same with my best friend. Men are douche. She's like, rightfully so. You should have fucking divorced them. I'm going to go with the safe answer here. Four. That's my...
Hey, what is it? It's like one or one. Fool me once. What is J. Cole's fucking thing? Oh, you know what I always say?
Just fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Okay, this is what I always say. So you have your husbands, and then you have your first husbands, and then you have your second husbands. That's not how that works, is it? But I'm just
I know
saying.
I didn't get asked this, but I'm going to say three. I think I'm judging at three, and I feel like that's pretty...
Three full divorces, we judging. Ugh, fan bases, too. I don't know, is that it? I have one, but I don't know.
Well, thank you for the people that are not in our close circle watching us. We really appreciate it.
We just really wanted to get this out there. I don't know. I think for now, do you have another question?
Nope. That was all. That was fun. So glad you came up with this idea, Corrado. That
Y'all
was
came
fun.
Through. Oh, man. Good times. That was good times. Thank you guys for joining us. I've had
thank
a pleasure. That was a great time.
Yeah, it was.
This is raw dog, us, for sure. Your featured artist and song of the week. This is Nimic Revenue. The song is 38. This is a goodie. A newie, but a goodie. Enjoy us until next time.
We out.